USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street ends a brutal week Friday with the Dow setting a new closing low for 2022. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 486 points to close at 29,590. The S&P 500 also fell 64 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 198. The White House is condemning a move by Russia to annex some parts of Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre labeling it as an illegitimate sham. She said Russia's referendums are a flagrant violation of international law, sovereignty, and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. A plan to recruit veterans into the Florida school system appears to be working. The State Department of Education says nearly 400 vacant teacher positions were filled by newly certified veterans. USA Radio News.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.